All right. We are live. This is CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, the campus community radio from Simon Fraser University. We broadcast on the unceded ancestral territory of the Kwikwetlem, Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh. We stream online at cjsf.ca. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and Twitter, and listen to podcasts of our programs on SoundCloud and our website. Got a request? Text or call us at 778-782-CJSF or 2573. This is Khoi Ange Shechlech from the Intlakempnik Territories up in the Nicola Valley from Gwaishkina, BC, and I'm your host here on Free Voices, brought to you by Eagle Nation Universal Production Society. And we have a super awesome show coming up for you folks, and we have a subject, and it's on ceremony. And we have... our regular guests coming up. Hopefully we can get a hold of Wegedesk. He's going out to the East Coast today and doing a presentation out there. And also we'll have Celia, we'll have Shkwait Shachlach and Lady Faima as our co-hosts here. And we have some amazing music coming all the way from Japan. We have some Mongolian music. We have Legend of Thunder. We have... some other beautiful music also coming up on the list from Foggy Mountain Spaceship. So stay tuned for that. It's going to be awesome. So we're going to get things started off with some Ninjin Isu, Farewell to the World. So let's have a listen to that and get this show going. So enjoy, everyone. We'll be right back.
in time to when giants roamed, who shook the earth and could touch the sky.
Sorry about that. A good one. That was an energizer to say the least. Anyways, that was the Legends of Japan, Ninjin Isu, and their song Farewell to the World. I would say farewell to the old ugly world and welcome to the new world, and their song since about that too. So anyways, we're going to carry on with our program, and we're going to get to the program that's the favorite part of Wegadesk, our brother. He's out in Toronto right now, and he's doing a workshop out there. And so we're going to get to what he likes to do, which is three deep breaths, and we're going to do that, and I'm going to attempt to go through that with you guys. And we're going to imagine taking three deep breaths We're going to imagine getting rid of all the negative energy in our bodies and our system that works into our systems throughout the week and days. And we're going to imagine pulling in all positivity and filling our bodies and rejuvenating ourselves with positive energy. So we're going to relax our bodies from head to toe. And on the count of 3, 2, 1. Last one. I really love and enjoy getting that oxygen into my brain, into my lungs, and filling my mind and getting ready for this wonderful show, the beautiful music we have, and the subject that we have on spirituality, and not spirituality, on ceremony, which is has a lot to do with spirituality too. And it's just one of those important things of humanity. It's in all our cultures throughout the world, all indigenous cultures. We do these ceremonies to connect us to the land, the earth, to ourselves and those around us. And it's just such an important part of humanity that we need to remember and practice. And this kind of ceremonies is what connects us to our culture. And our culture is very important in our lives, because when we're connected with our culture, it brings us direction and purpose in our lives. And so we want to emphasize on ceremony this week as our subject, and encourage those out there to reach back into their own culture and get in tune with some of those ceremonies that help us re-energize and grow as human beings to be positive influences in those around us, our friends, our families, whoever we're with at the time, even people that we don't know. So it's always important to be connected. And this radio program and station is very in tune with that. It's very looking into sharing our cultures with everyone, and just being very diverse and being positive influences to the world. And we thank all of you from all over the world, from England, from Germany, from Australia, from Japan, China, Africa, New Zealand, South America, wherever you are in this world. We really appreciate you coming and joining us and helping us to change this world into a better place. We have a philosophy of not resting until our good is better and our better is best. So thank you for joining us, and we're going to carry on with our program. We're going to get to our next guest coming up, which is the president of Minnetonka Park Association. And we're going to play this song for Celia and also the staff here up at CGSF. We have Magnus here. We have Conobar here. We have Jesse here. We have Chris. And we have some volunteers here going through the music and just inspiring everybody. We thank Kay for her show earlier as on the open mic. And so in dedication to all of them, we're going to play this song for them, Rodrigo Y. Gabriela, In Between Thoughts, A New World. So let's have a listen to this. Enjoy, everyone. Don't worry, it's coming. Boy, that was a good one.
This respiratory illness season.
If blood isn't pumping through your veins now, that's it.
Yeah.
That was an energy pumping.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, that was Rodrigo and Great Gabriella and their song In Between Thoughts and New World. So that was pretty energetic, to say the least. we could have easily used that one for our startup song.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, but anyways, we'll carry on with our program. We have with us on the line, we have the president of of Minnetonka Park Association. Celia, how are you doing?
Oh, great. Thank you.
Yeah.
Really good. And I hope everyone out there is doing well, too. It's, you know, today's a little bit more like a November day. We've been having such amazing weather. But, you know, it's good.
Yeah, for sure. It's winter time now. And
everybody's
got to get prepared, get those winter tires and all those good waterproof grippy shoes just so you don't have an accident.
Yes.
Yeah, so we have a subject today and it's on ceremony, so I'd love to hear what you have to say about that.
Well, I was listening to what you were saying earlier, and I just am wanting to build on that. Really often, most often, ceremony is coming from our family and our family and our culture within our cultural group. And I think it's really important because it's kind of it's just so easy for life just to sort of float through, the years just float along, whereas ceremony creates moments of really formally kind of coming together. It's that whole thing you were talking about where it creates connection to culture, can foster a sense of belonging and bringing people together, and reminding that we're not just all individual selves walking around in the world. That whole togetherness piece, I think, is really important, because especially in urban life, like, it's just so easy to get so wrapped up just as ourselves, you know, I, as opposed to we.
Yes.
And I just think also it can, like you were saying too, and I don't know if you use the word meaning, but it can create sort of pillars of meaning for our life, and marking those moments. So I think just it's a really great way of navigating life and creating opportunities for a juicy life, you know, a rich life of sorts, you know, because it's very connective.
It is, for sure.
And I don't know about, I wanted to also say there's been times where I have been invited to ceremony of sorts or ritual or tradition of another culture, and been invited as a guest. And that's super special because it's kind of like being received to witness and immerse into something very different. And it is that it can be a really connective humanity piece within different cultures, like connecting us all together, that as people we have our different ways of celebrating and ceremonializing our lives. And I just really love that too. There's that expansive piece too.
Yeah, for sure. It really does connect us together. Even if we're not from the same culture or indigenous tribe or whatever, these things really help us to grow on an individual level, but also it helps humanity because we're all in this together. For one thing,
that's the thing, this, right?
You know, if the world ends, we're just all going to be gone with it.
We all need to breathe air, and you know, the basics. We're all the same, and in that sense, and it we need to be reminded of it, because I think it's easy for us to get carried away with ourselves.
It is. It sure is. And the way to reconnect with the world is to go through ceremonies, and that's very prevalent in many indigenous cultures all throughout the world. And it's just a great thing for all of us to reach out and try to get engaged with these ceremonies and learn and be able to share it with other people as we go through our journey of life.
Do you have a favorite ceremony for your family and cultural background? Like, would you have a favorite?
The best one that that I was introduced by with Councillor Farhi, and it was through the sweat ceremony, and it's just so special because it's one of the ones that really connects you to the earth, because it's designed that way, and it's just special because you get in tune with yourself and your own development spiritually, emotionally, mentally, physically. So it's super powered. It's a super powered ceremony. That's very special. So yes. Thank you so much for joining us and bringing your input to the subject of ceremony. It was great. It's wonderful. And I know I'm going to listen to it later on and just be more inspired, because it's always a blessing in that way. I get to re-listen to the podcast, and many people out there too should get into the podcast. Go to the website and just follow Free Voices, and you'll get to see our podcast, and you can re-listen to any program you want, and it's just always out there, and you can make your own little special ceremony if you need to.
A listening ceremony.
Yeah. It's very inspiring and upbeat, so.
Yes.
Yeah, so I guess we better carry on. It was great to have you on with us, and lots of love to you, and have a great week and weekend, and we're looking forward to listening to you again next week.
Thank you. Lots of love to everyone.
Yes. Okay. We're going to have to say bye for now.
Bye for now.
All right. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was our president of Minnetonka Park Association, and we'll be right back.
Time to start my day. Whoa, hold up. Oh my god, is that a new mole? I'm sure it's not a big deal, right? Everyone gets moles. I'm sure it's just a freckle. I don't think I need it checked. It can't be that serious. I don't think it's new. I'm sure if I go back into my old photos, I can find the same mole, right? Oh, it seems a little different than what I remember. I'm sure it's nothing bad.
Are you sure about that? Very few individuals are aware of steps they could take to address the common risk factors for a wide spectrum of cancers. With simple tools, about 50% of cancers could be prevented. Yet cancer prevention remains under-researched, under-applied, and underfunded. With your support, BC cancer scientists can better understand the root causes of cancer and how we can prevent it in the first place. Be the change. Donate today at www.bccancerfoundation.com.
All right, we're back, and we're going to carry on with our program. We're going to get to our next guest coming up, which is Shkwait Shekhlach from the Nicola Valley from Gwaishkanah, BC. And he's, for people that don't know him, he's my brother. He's a survivor of Guillain-Barré syndrome, lymphoma cancer, the forest fires of a couple of years ago, and a big flood of a couple of years ago. And he's... on a very recovery mission, and he's very inspiring, but we'll have him on here soon. So we're going to play his pick of the week of his song, and it's from Legend of Thunder, and the song is called Bring on the Thunder. So let's have a listen to that. Enjoy, everyone.